talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And today we're continuing our tour of some of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, we'll be talking with Rafael Ketevez with Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. We'll also be talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors, Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration, Paul Abrams with Smart Vent, and also Brian Gates with Charleston Classic Consignment. Well, as I mentioned, the Charleston Home and Design Show is coming up August 28th through the 30th. We've got a lot of fun things going on at the show. One of the items in particular I want to mention is the appearance of Miller Gaffney. She's a South Carolina native. She's an antiques roadshow appraiser on the PBS show Antiques Roadshow. She's also a TV celebrity, an author, and an art and antique expert. And we're going to be doing something at the Charleston Home and Design Show called Antique Home Show, where you can bring an antique and have Miller Gaffney personally appraise it for you. And so that's really neat. That's going to be going on Saturday and Sunday. And on Friday evening, we've got a special ticketed event where you can meet Miller Gaffney, be one of only 65 guests to meet Miller personally, enjoy some summertime cocktails and nibbles, and hear about the current trends in the art and antiques market, and art as an asset, buying and selling. And she's an expert on art and antiques and collecting art and antiques for investment purposes. And so we probably have a lot of those folks here in the Charleston area that would like to hear from Miller and gain from her expertise. And it's going to be a special meet and greet with Miller Gaffney happening on Friday, August 28th from 5 to 6:30. And tickets are only $25 per person. And you will be one of only 65 guests to meet Miller personally and enjoy summertime cocktails and some hors d'oeuvres, and then hear a presentation, and it's a video presentation as well. And then you can meet her and talk with her personally. And then you'll be invited to join the Home Show Happy Hour, which is taking place from 5 to 8 at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So she'll be making a visit there, and you can, after her presentation, head on over to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition and enjoy complimentary wine and beer, and all the vendors will have catered food at their booths. So it's a really neat event going on opening day of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. on Friday, August 28th. And if you'd like to purchase tickets, they're only $25 per person. We've already sold a handful of tickets so far, so we are limiting it to about 65 people. So it will sell out. And so if you want to buy your tickets, just head to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, and just click on the Meet Miller button, and you can get your own tickets to the show, to meet Miller and her private reception, and hear about the state of affairs for collecting art and antique for investment purposes. Well, hope you enjoy the weekend and enjoy today's show as well. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops. How you doing, Rafael?
Good, Tim. How you doing?
Good, good. Well, Rafael, first of all, thank you for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Rafael, take a moment and tell us all about Real Deal Countertops.
All right. Real Deal Countertop is a family-owned business. It's myself in the front, and my brother-in-law in the back, my sister upstairs. So it's all family, and my brother in the installation. So what that means, we're going to treat everybody as family, and everybody that's involved on the quality of the material, it's family. So what that means, they really care what goes to our customer's house.
A lot of accountability then, having all family members here at Real Deal Countertops.
Exactly. We don't subcontract none of the our workers. A lot of company out there, they subcontract, and a lot of those, they don't really care about the quality or things like that. But once we don't subcontract and we have family working, so they really care what's going into our customer's house.
Not just employees, but family. Where's your family from?
Originally, we are from Brazil, and all my family, we grew up in Massachusetts, and we moved here to South Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good deal. And Real Deal Countertops, you folks specialize in natural stone countertops for people.
Exactly. We have natural stone, we have granite, we have marble, and also we do carry quartz as well, which is the man-made. We have several companies. Quartz is the material, but we do work with a lot of different brand of quartz. Mm-hmm. And we also do recycled materials, countertops. So we have a lot of different material that we can work with.
Gotcha. If someone is interested in maybe getting new countertops for their home, what's the process? What's involved with choosing the countertops? Can you kind of walk us through it?
Yes. Real Deal, we make it easier. We try to make it as much easier for our customers. Sometimes it is a little overwhelmed because they don't really just do the countertop. Sometimes they're doing the floor, they're doing the cabinets, they're painting. So I'll try to take that, holding it their hands on process of selecting the stone, the edge, sinks, all that. So first time I go, when they called, I go to their house, I'll bring samples to what I have. I wish I could bring all of them, Tim, because I have a lot of materials in stock. But I bring a couple of samples for them to look at it. I'll measure, I'll give them the price. They don't have to wait to get the price, like 2 days, 3 days for them. I'll give the price at their house if they are comfortable with the price. Most of the time they are. Mm-hmm. And I'll measure right there. Or we schedule for my template crew to come out and do a final measurement. And they come here to my warehouse and hand select the stone. Mm-hmm. So it's a really easy process.
Mm-hmm. And so once they you take the measurements and they come to the Real Deal countertops warehouse here in Somerville. They pick out the they pick out a slab. Is that right?
Exactly.
What is a slab?
The slab, it's what it goes to their house. You know, the slab is the granite. It comes from Brazil in a big sheet that's about 10 feet by 5 feet. So it's a big, big piece, and they come here, they're looking in person what's going to their house. Once they like this one, I put their name on it, that's what's going to their house. Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise, no mistake or anything.
So that 10 foot by 5 foot slab, that it's sort of like, sort of shaped like a sheet of plywood, right?
Exactly. It's pretty much like a sheet of plywood. Yes.
And except it's extremely heavy.
Bigger and heavier.
And
yes.
And made out of stone. And and from that 10 foot by 5 foot slab of natural stone, that's what Real Deal Countertops is using to cut the exact countertops that will end up in somebody's house.
Exactly. We come to their house, do a template, and we lay out on top of the slab, and we're bringing it back to the shop, and that's when they make all the cuts and polish it.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't end up using all of the material in a slab, do you still have to pay for the slab?
No. What makes us different than everybody is, they pay what we use.
Mm-hmm.
So if in one slab we use half a slab, they're gonna pay for half slab. They don't have to pay a full slab because I have more material in that color. So I know I can reuse that for another customer. So with any other company, they're gonna charge them for the full slab, and it ended up not using the whole slab. That's why I like to see the layout. I like to go to the customer house. It's my pleasure to do that. To go there, see what I will need to do their kitchen. So that way they will pay what we use.
Mm-hmm. If there's only a small amount of the slab left over, what does Real Deal Countertops use with the remaining piece?
We do have remnants that is used for bathroom countertops. So a lot of the listener, if you have a bathroom countertop, a really small vanity countertop, just come by. You're going to find a color that you like and a remnant that will be less expensive.
Mm. Yeah. So there's some pretty good deals with the remnants.
Definitely. They just have to come and choose what they want, and we'll work the numbers for them. They just bring the measurement if they have. Or if they don't, like I said, we come out and measure and give them the price.
Will a homeowner be without the use of their kitchen for an extended period while the whole thing takes place?
Not at all. If they already have existing countertop, we can measure with their existing countertop. So they're not going to be without countertop any period of time. We will remove at the day of the installation, and we'll put the new one in, and that's it. They're not going to be without countertop any period of time.
So when you start the project that day, by the time you're finished that same day, they'll be able to use their kitchen again.
They'll be able to use, as long as they have a plumber to hook everything up, yeah, they will have a working kitchen.
Gotcha. And of course, the homeowner has to choose the type of edge detail that for the countertops. What are most people choosing for the edge edge details of the countertops?
The other thing that separates us too, Tim, is we offer edges that our customer doesn't pay for. They don't pay for. So it's three edges. We have the square, which is the straight edge. We have a quarter radius, is nice and round, and we have the quarter bevel, and we have all that here in the showroom for our customer to look at it, and I also bring to their house as well. Mm-hmm. So the most popular one is the straight edge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the most popular one. I really like it because it gives you that really thick look of the stone.
Mm, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Real Deal Countertops seems like you always have some good specials. What's running now?
Always. Real Deal Countertops have a special. It's just customer come in or give us a call and say you're running any special, and we do. We have a beautiful color in stock, the Santa Cecilia Yellow. a lot of colors. We are doing $35 a square foot installed.
Wow.
So, of course, the customer are responsible for the sink if they have to purchase a sink, which I can sell a sink that is not included. And if we need to remove and dispose of existing countertop, that's not included either. But it is, what is included is the stone, the polishing, the installation of the stone. So it includes everything. So it's $35 plus a sink and removal of existing countertop if we have to. It's all there. But if the customer already have a sink, you know, so if they don't have to, if they can do their own removal, they're only going to pay $35 a square foot.
Right. And I love doing this whenever I get a chance to interview you, Raphael. You know, $35 a square foot, an average kitchen is about 60 square feet or
665.
So
yeah, it's smaller than that, but yeah, roughly that.
60 square feet times $35 a square foot, that's $2,100 for a whole brand new kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah,
and it's really going to make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And Real Deal Countertops has some extended hours, right?
Yes, we do. We open from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 8:30 to 5. On Thursday, we open until 7, mm-hmm. and Friday until 5, and we open Saturdays too. We're here from 8:30 until noon on Saturdays. So make it easier for our customer. They can come in, look what they want. I can give them, they bring a layout with them, and I can work the numbers for them right here. And if they want it, I will tag this lab from them, schedule final measurement. It's a pretty easy process. From the time they tell me, okay, Rafi, I would like to move forward, it can take about 2 weeks for them to have a brand new kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Real Deal Countertops.
All right, Tim, they can call me direct, 843-729-1176. That's my cell. You can call me direct to any question, or they can come by the office at 818 Central Avenue, or they can send me an email, Rafael@realdealcountertops.com.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops. Thanks so much, Rafael.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
I'm pretty good, Tim.
Good. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors is a locally owned company that my wife and I started. It's been going on 10 years now.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's also a veteran-owned. I served in the Air Force, and then also I served for South Carolina on the South Carolina Highway Patrol.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. And I tell all the service members out there, if you see one, thank them for their mm-hmm. service, because mm-hmm. they're really doing a good job out
it
there
for
us.
It is a sacrifice.
Yes.
Well, good deal. And so now you're in the garage door. How'd you get into the garage door business?
Well, that's a good question, Tim. Being in the military or being in law enforcement or even firefighters or EMTs, sadly, in South Carolina, you don't get paid that much. So, but it's more of a calling. So it was more of a calling for me to serve. But the hours that we had were pretty good. I mean, especially firefighters, you know, they have pretty good hours. I was working 12-hour shifts, so mm-hmm. I worked two on, I'd be off two. So I was able to do a second job. Mm-hmm. And so my second job was installing garage doors. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, I liked it. And then, you know, so I started doing it on my own. And then just business, word of mouth grew. And next thing I knew, I'm doing this full time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a journey over the years. I still enjoy serving, you know, my customers. I really think customer service is real important. So I get a lot of enjoyment for myself to see that we're able to fix somebody's garage door, or we're able to make their house look better because of the garage doors that we put on. So it's a more lasting a thing that I see down the road for me.
Right. I know if you ask the average person, you know, would you rather do business with a local company or with a national company? They'd say a local company, but they also price is important too. Is someone going to pay more for a garage door from All About Garage Doors versus like going to the big box store or something?
No, actually not. I mean, actually our prices are very competitive. So what we're able to do is, as my company's grown, we're still a small local company. We use a CHI Overhead Doors, which is a national distributor, but we're an authorized dealer of them. So we're able to get the pricing to be real competitive, but still you're dealing with somebody local. Like, you know, we just hired on a salesperson, you know, because we're right now is a busy time for us, and we want to take that little extra to go out to the job, to measure, to sit down with you, to help you pick out the door that's going to be good for you. So, you know, a lot of these box stores, you know, it is convenient that you can go there, and but half the time you can't find somebody, or really there's nobody one-on-one to talk you through the product. I enjoy doing that. I still, to this day, that's probably the best part of my job is meeting people and just talking to them about, you know, the garage doors. And, you know, sometimes we'll just talk about family and different things like that. And I really enjoy that part. So I think you get that from a smaller business.
Yeah. How many employees does All About Garage Doors
have? We're up to eight.
Eight.
So, so yes, it started out with just me and my wife, and then I was doing all the garage door installs, and she would answer the phone and do all that. So now I have installers, and then I'm still very much out there making sure that the quality's there, and you know, the customers are happy.
That's great. Well, you know, when you spend your dollars with a local company, those dollars stay local. And so, you know, the eight employees that All About Garage Doors that you folks have, when you pay your employees for jobs, they're spending their money in grocery stores and other types of stores right here in the Charleston area.
That's
helps
correct.
Our local economy.
And I personally like to deal with local people. It gets almost where it gets too impersonal anymore, and I really enjoy talking to people. So with me, I find that I am buying more local too.
What happens if a homeowner has a problem with their garage door? You know, there might be some that think, well, that I can call that big box store and they'll solve it for me. What's going to happen when they call All About Garage Doors?
Well, that's a good question, Tim, because we still do free estimates. So, I mean, that's something that we've been doing ever since I've been in business. You know, a lot of people will call us and they'll say their garage door's making a lot of noise or something's not right, or you know, their clicker's not working, and so they call us, and we're still able to go out there and diagnose what's going on, you know, and give them a price and still fix it, because you know, we have a service van that we keep all the parts and stuff like that. So so that's the advantage of calling us, I think, than calling, you know, somebody. You know, a lot of times, you know, you're calling, you don't know where they're coming out of, you know. And they might be coming out of Columbia or, you know, another area. But we're coming from this Charleston, Somerville area.
Can you have your garage door serviced by All About Garage Doors if you didn't buy your garage door?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we do tune-ups on doors. I mean, we get a lot of people that call us up and want us to, you know, just grease the door, tighten the spring, reprogram remotes, just check, make sure everything's, you know, running, you know, good with it, keep them maintained. Yes, that's because a lot of times they don't know who originally put the garage door in, especially if they bought it from, you know, like a track builder or something like that. Whereas, you know, we can come in, that we want to be their garage door company. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, I want them to call us if they have any problems. So they don't have to worry about, who am I going to call? It's going to be Robert over at All About Garage Doors.
What about with hurricane season? There's probably a lot of people out there who do not have a hurricane reinforced garage door, and they need that, and it's fairly simple to reinforce your garage door, right?
It is. Surprising enough, I mean, if everybody remembers when Hugo, it's been a while now. You know, the storms are coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we've been lucky and we've been blessed that we haven't had another big storm like that. But surprisingly, you know, garage doors that were installed when I first started 10 years ago, they weren't requiring wind-loaded doors. Now, we've always... Our doors now, or all of our doors, are wind loaded to meet the requirements, or even above some. They're wind loaded to meet 130 miles an hour wind loads. But it is a product that if somebody calls me and they have a question that the doors may not be wind loaded.
How do they know if their door is wind loaded or not?
Well, if the door's been put in past 10 years, most likely it is. But if one of the telltale signs is the extra struts. We call struts as terminology, but it just beefs up the door. So it's a steel reinforcement.
If you're in your garage and you're looking at the inside of your garage door, what should people look for?
They should see a about a 2 to 3 inch strut, what we call strut. It's a metal bar that goes across horizontal with the panels of the doors.
How many should there be on a...
There should be at least 4 or 5.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what size door and that has. But I would see at least one on each panel. A lot of the ones, they automatically come with one panel. They come with one strut at the top where the opener connects. But the main force of the wind is going to be in the middle, so that's where you need to have it. And especially the wider the door is, the more it is. And like you know, I mean, you know, garage doors, you know, if they fail, you know, it can cause a lot more damage throughout the house. And
how much does it cost to have the metal struts added to an existing garage door?
And it's real affordable. I mean, anywhere from, it depends on what you have, anywhere from $200 all the way up to about $600-$700.
Okay,
but it's fairly reasonable on that. Now, if it's a real old door, you know, it might be more feasible to replace the whole door with a new door than trying to retrofit it to a wind-loaded door.
Right, and that's the biggest opening in your house, that garage door, and so you definitely want to make sure that you don't lose that during a hurricane. Well, Robert, how can folks get more information about all about garage doors?
They can go to our website at aagdcharleston.com, or of course, you know, they can come out to y'all's home shows that we've been, you know, doing for several years now, and also the magazine. They can call me directly. I've been giving out my cell phone. I do have people call me, and I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. They call me and they say they heard me on the radio and they asked me a couple questions, and I enjoy that. My cell phone number is 843-514-8913. Mm-hmm. Or they can come to our office out there. It's in Latson. The address is 10320 Highway 78 East. It's just down from the fairgrounds, Somerville, South Carolina.
Okay.
Or give us a call and, you know, we'll come to you.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. How you doing, Tommy?
Doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
Good. Tommy, take a moment and tell everybody about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Okay. First Class Painting and Restoration started in 2003, so we're literally almost 15 years old now, which is hard to believe.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. It's definitely been a fun ride, you know what I mean? So, but we are actually a one-stop shop for all your home painting and remodeling needs. We have a good-sized team. We have an on-staff designer, and to make a long story short, we're locally based right here in Somerville, and... we are a specialty contractor that basically specializes in any kind of interior exterior painting, but also we handle cabinet finishing, floor installations, roof repairs, drywall, and basically any kind of home or business maintenance that you may have. We can handle just about anything you got.
Well, there, yeah, and people can easily decipher that you're a painting contractor by the name First Class Painting, but then there's the and restoration part, and the and restoration encompasses quite a bit of whatever really a homeowner, whatever problem that they have. First Class Painting and Restoration can probably help.
And that's correct. And that's kind of one of the reasons why we kind of ventured that way, is just because a lot of time your substrates or your trims or what have you need, that need to be painted, a lot of times there's repairs that need to be done to them prior to you actually being able to paint them. So to make a long story short, we kind of developed and built our team to be able to have a, you know, an on-staff one or two carpenter and, you know, maybe some trim guys, and every once in a while we'll have a drywall guy. But we actually now have, you know, guys and gals that can do just a little bit of everything. So it keeps us very diverse, keeps us very efficient, so we can have a diverse team, and we don't have to have the lethargism, I guess you could say, of having to wait on other folks to get things done prior to us being able to paint. So we
right.
have
it's nice not to have other trades involved, because then you're it's just one more thing, one more hoop to jump through, and one more thing that the homeowner has to deal with.
That's exactly right. I mean, the last thing that you want as a homeowner is to have contractors in your house any longer than they have to be. And I know that just as well as any homeowner knows that. So it definitely does help with our scheduling for us to be able to have literally one-stop shop that you get to deal with as a homeowner. And we can be in there, we can get out of there, and get you back on your way.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Talk about some of the projects that First Class Painting and Restoration has been involved with. And that's always a good thing, because it lets our listeners really get a good idea about what First Class Painting and Restoration is capable of doing.
Well, one of the great things that we've done recently this year is we've actually purchased a couple of our own homes to basically flip, I guess is the word that everybody kind of uses mm-hmm. now. So we are the actual homeowner of them, but it's really neat because it allows us to show just how diversified our group and our team are. Now, of course, there's things obviously that we cannot do, like your heavy electrical, your heavy plumbing. We bring our guys and gals in that we use pretty consistently to do that. But again, as we talked about, any of the trims and all the specialties and all the floor coverings and all the repairs and all of the making it pretty, have you, we can do. And we're really excited. We've actually just closed on our second one. We did one in Bono a couple months back, which is actually featured in a magazine, I think, last season, which was great. And just finished our second one. Extremely successful. Got in and got out of there very quickly. And turned out a beautiful product, which is always great. Kind of hard to let them go, to be honest with you, because mm-hmm. they are absolutely fantastic properties. But we've been working on those. And then now that that's kind of gotten around that we can do that, we've actually had some clientele that have come our way and say, hey, you know, we've got this house. We'd like to make it, you know, the way we want. Or vice versa, we want to get rid of it and get something a little bit bigger. It's a great season to do that, because Charleston, as anybody knows, the real estate market is definitely a lot hotter now than it has been. And I don't see any end of that kind of in the near sight, per mm-hmm. se. Our fair town is no longer unknown, that's for sure. So I'm excited that we're able to diversify into that, and kind of excited to see where the future is going to bring us. With, we actually started a sister company called 1CP Properties, so that we can actually either choose to keep them, or we can just simply continue to do what we're doing and just move them as we find one that we want.
Gotcha. And up here in Somerville, wasn't First Class Painting and Restoration involved with, was it a TV show that you folks helped
it
out?
It was.
With?
We had the privilege and the blessing to get selected to participate in a Restaurant Impossible with Robert Irvine. So if you guys are HGTV network guys or Food Network people, then you understand completely how big of a deal that was for us to get screamed at by a large man, which was kind of fun. But at the same time, we got to help out the community and work on the restaurant right up the corner. I think it's called... forgive me, it's the Italian Bistro. They actually did two in Somerville at one time, first time the show's ever done that. And turned out great, and it was extremely a cool process, and we got to meet some celebrities and do our fun fill thing on TV with our nice bright green safety green shirts. So that uh-huh. was kind of cool. But yes sir, you're exactly right, which was it's been a really good year.
Is it you know, the show is saying, you know, 2 days and $10,000. Is there really that much pressure to get the job done so quickly?
It is fairly accurate. I can definitely attest that there's pressure on every angle, you know what I mean, for us to get in there and get out of there. And it's not just me. I mean, there's a lot of other trades that are involved. So to make a long story short, it truly is a 2 to 3 day max turnaround time on taking that, you know, space and making it the way that their designer has deemed it. Now, obviously, there has to be some foresight or some, I would say, some pre-planning prior to them getting there, you know, because they already have their visions, they already have the materials on site, that kind of stuff's done. But as far as the actual work, it legitimately is a 2 to 3 day project, and it is everybody on top of each other, rocking and rolling to get that thing done.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. It was a blast. Their team, I can't say enough. You know, a lot of times I feel, anyway, as a contractor, when you watch these TV shows, a lot of times you feel like maybe the trade isn't exactly what the trade is. But I can attest to the team that the Restaurant Possible uses as their in-house contractors. They are the real deal. I mean, they know what they're doing. And it was kind of a blessing to work with people hand-in-hand that are around the world, literally, assisting us, but we're able to assist them too, which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
Very, 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 very neat process.
What other kinds of projects is First Class Painting and Restoration working on these days?
Well, right now, you know, as we're kind of nearing into the fall, everybody's kind of getting their house nice and prettied up for, I know it's crazy to say this, but, you know, holiday season's around the corner, so everybody's trying to get some things done, and, you know, you've got hurricane season too, so getting everything buttoned up, you know what I mean, trying to make sure your paint jobs are looking good on the outside, making sure all your windows and everything are nice and sealed. So we're doing a lot of exterior painting. But I will say the heat, you know, that we've encountered this summer has been kind of a detriment to that. You know, it's one of those things when you've got a substrate that's 120, 130 degrees outside, you probably don't want to be applying a whole lot of paint on there. So now that we're kind of hopefully tearing down on those temperatures, I can tell you the volume for exterior painting has definitely gone up for us a lot. So we've got a lot of guys and gals swinging a brush right now trying to get the houses nice and pretty.
Do you ever have any customers who have tried to, they've attempted the paint job themselves, and then they spend a few weekends, or they invest, you know, X amount of time and money into the project, and they realize it's just not coming out the way they want it to, and they call First Class Painting and Restoration?
Absolutely. And it's I think it's probably a temptation for any homeowner, especially if you're a new homeowner, that you want to attempt and try, you know, something on your own to say that, hey, you know, I did this. And a lot of times when you're dealing with your finished products and your finishes, especially like painting, you know, that's the thing that everybody sees. So unfortunately, if you don't have a cut hand, if you've never cut in the top of a ceiling before with a, you know, a satin paint, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that you can really kind of get yourself into a mess. And unfortunately, it is, it's a lot harder, and realistically, it's more expensive to go back and have to redo work than it is to, you know, originally have done the work. Because then it can be properly prepped, it can be properly taped, it can be masked, what have you, so that you don't have to do it twice, or you don't have to pay for it twice. So great point. But yes, sir, we see that very, very regularly, especially nowadays with the ease that a lot of people have to buy a home, because, you know, interest rates and everything are great right now. So a lot of homeowners that typically wouldn't buy a house are buying a house. So to make a long story short, you got a lot of young couples that will buy a home and try to get into something that they've, you know, they've seen on TV done. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're Bob Vila, you know what I mean? And they're rocking and rolling, building a deck. And it's definitely not that easy, that's for sure.
There's no shame in surrendering and calling in First Class Painting and Restoration.
It's exactly right. You know, everybody that grabs a paintbrush somehow or another is a painter until you're got a paintbrush in your hand, and then you realize just how tradesy it is. I mean, you really honestly can make a mess. So I'm glad to assist. And the estimates are free. So, you know, by all stretch of the imagination, it doesn't cost you anything to at least get a quote on what it would take to have a professional painter paint your home.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with First Class Painting and Restoration?
Great question. We have a great website. It's First Class Charleston, and that's with a number one. So 1stclasscharleston.com, or you can reach us at our office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here you go, 843-324-6006.
Okay, and very quickly, what made you choose that name, First Class Painting?
I wanted to make sure that when we, and what we do always stands out. And for me, I love to travel, and I'm sure most people listening to this do as well. And there's just something different. If you ever have the experience to take a first class trip versus a non-first class trip, it truly is night and day. And yes, it occasionally is more expensive, but really, in all honesty, the quality that you get is worth every penny, which is why so many people will do that, especially on long flights, you know what I mean, or what have you. It's worth that extra couple $100 to get that first class experience so that you can actually be treated like a VIP that you deserve. And I just liked the name. I thought it stood out. And to make a long story short, we just kind of roll with that, and people have loved it. I mean, they've really kept, you know, have helped us kind of push that brand. And now, as everybody that's hopefully listening can attest to, we're kind of a little bit of everywhere, which is great. And the brand has kind of really taken off. And that's just a huge testimony to not only the staff and the team that we have, but also just the great followers. And we have a great following that are really, really, really sold out to the concept of First Class Painting Restoration. And hopefully we'll be talking about this about 50 years from now.
Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue. And now we're talking with Paul Abrams with SmartVent. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, Tim. And again, thank you for having us.
Sure. Paul, take a moment and tell everybody about SmartVent.
Sure. SmartVent is actually manufactured in Anderson, South Carolina. So we're a local manufactured company. We make hydrostatic vents, in other words, flood vents. And the vents actually work with the rise of the water to allow that water and debris to pass through your foundation so the foundation doesn't wash out from underneath the home, which then the house collapses.
Gotcha. Yeah. I want to help our listeners visualize, where would a homeowner see a flood vent on their house?
It'd be at a foundation right there at near the ground.
Where the crawl space is.
The crawl space, yep. You would see the vent. And they're usually stainless steel, but we do offer color. So you can get black and some other colors. And we do custom color as well. But those vents are at the foundation. And that's what we're trying to do is to keep the... If the water can't go around it, can't go over it, it normally goes through it. Mm-hmm. And so these vents open up to allow that water and debris to pass through and kind of fills up the foundation. I mean, you're not going to keep the water out, but it actually equalizes the foundation so that water pressure doesn't take the wall out.
A lot of our listeners may not have smart vent, flood vents in their foundation. They might just have those, I'm not even sure what you call
vent.
Them. Air vent. Right. Yeah. That's got a screen on it, or sometimes they're made out of wood. They're custom made.
Sure.
Or sometimes there's no vent there at all. It's just an open space with critters can crawl in there.
Absolutely.
And they're in under your house. What will happen? Explain again what will happen if you don't have smart vent flood vents on your house, and then what will happen if you do have smart vent flood vents?
Okay. First off, we want to make sure that you're in a flood zone, normally an A zone, and that would be on your elevation certificate. And if you're in an A zone or a V zone, which is a high velocity, normally on an island, on the beach, those vents, if you use a traditional air vent, first off, you got to make sure that they can't close in any way, form, or fashion. They have to be broken open in open position to allow that water to pass through. You have to have the right number of those air vents being modified as a flood vent to make sure that you've got the right coverage. Then you have to worry about the screens. The screen, I kind of call it a dream catcher. You know, all that debris and stuff clogs in that in those vents, and then your dream washes away, which is your home. And so, you know, those screens will collect that debris. Where smart vent actually allows, when the water rises, the whole vent opens, and it leaves a 3-inch spear, or allows a 3-inch spear, or allows debris to pass through in two different chambers. They work bi-directional as well, so once the water gets into the foundation, they work from the inside to allow that water and debris to pass through. So, you know, you can use non-engineered openings, which are air vents, but you need to make sure you got the right number of vents for the crawl, where like a 1,200 square foot house, normally it's anywhere from 20 to 64 air vents. Where in smart vent, we're engineered certified for 200 square feet, you would use 6 vents in your home. So, you know, it's a lot from street appeal or curb appeal, it's a lot prettier with just 6 vents in there versus Swiss cheese in your home with all those other air vents.
It is, I'm wondering why flood vents are required at all. If a house didn't have any kind of flood vents, and there is a flood, is the flooding water is going to destroy the foundation wall?
Right. The pressure of the water builds up. I don't know if you've seen like the Memphis or Nashville. There's some great videos on YouTube where you actually see F-250s floating down the highway.
Yeah.
Water can, you know, it's powerful. And when you put something in front of it, like a wall or a dam, that water builds up on, the pressure builds up on that, and it literally just blows it out from underneath it. So the vents, again, hydrostatic vents, will open and allow that water to pass through. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want water in my house. Well, if you're in a flood area, it's part of it. It's
right.
Going to flood. It's going to take either the foundation or get into the home. So flood vents are actually designed to relieve that pressure.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, we have probably some listeners thinking, well, there's a lot of things I probably should do for my house, but you know, but I don't have all the money in the world. I mean, how much are flood vents going to cost?
Flood vents, I mean, really and truly, if you look at the square footage and the number of vents, if I were doing 24 to 64 air vents, it would cost me probably about the same that six vents would be. So, you know, you're in new construction, you're leaving a block out, you're putting the vent in the block. If you're using a non-engineered opening or air vent, you would have to use a lot more. So that's a lot more holes that you're putting in there. So it's a little bit more labor intense that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the savings that you get on your insurance, on your flood insurance, is just astronomical. We've got a division called FRE, which is the Flood Risk Evaluator. And we actually do elevation certificate mitigation. The homeowner can send us their elevation certificate and what we call the declaration page or their insurance policy. Send that to us at yourfloodrisk.com. Email it to us, fax it to us, whatever, but get it to us. We'll mitigate it for them.
What's that mean, mitigate?
Mitigate. It's actually being prepared, taking your house into a safety mode, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to mitigate before the storm, not after the storm. So, you know, normally when a storm comes, your house blows away, then you have to meet a lot of new requirements like hurricane clips and that type of stuff. What we're trying to do is do that before the storm, help these people lower their flood insurance because of the new laws that are in place. Insurance is rising 18 to 25% each year on these homeowners.
So if you have smart vent, flood vents installed, you can go to your insurance company and say,
absolutely,
hey, I've got these sophisticated flood vents from Smart Vent installed. You need to take a look at lowering our insurance on
right.
our house.
And usually it's just mentioning the word Smart Vent because we are FEMA accepted. FEMA knows who we are. We've been around for 16 years. We've been through over 25 storms and two major, Katrina and Sandy. And, you know, FEMA's actually done some studies, and the houses that withstood the damage had smart vents in them. It's a nice little plug from FEMA, even though they don't advertise or sponsor. It's kind of neat to see a study, and they show our vents in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's right now what we're trying to do. And we do this mitigation for free. We're not charging. It's a complimentary service. We used to say free, but free has no value. Complimentary seems to be gives you a value, you know?
Right.
And so everybody's waiting for the other shoe to fall. We literally have saved people thousands of dollars at no charge just by looking at their elevation certificates.
So you have one of these flood risk evaluators done for free from Smart Vent, and
right.
then you provide that data to your insurance company?
Well, we actually send back a full report showing exactly what you have to do to the house, whether it be venting, and that's 9 out of 10 times, that's what it requires, but also house lifting, if they happen to be on a slab or an area, if they have to raise mechanicals like hot water heaters. We're meeting the FEMA requirements. And those requirements, the more you do, the less the insurance gets. So when you get this evaluation from us, you can actually, we send you an insurance quote from our company showing you exactly what the rate is today, the things that you need to do to the house, and what the rate will go to after you do these mitigation forms.
Mm.
And so it's kind of neat. The homeowner literally gets to see something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a pipe dream. We send you the report. This is what you got to do. This is where your insurance goes. If you have a relationship with the insurance company, you take this back to them, and they'll actually lower your flood rates based on the information.
Hmm. And Smart Vent has actually saved homeowners money.
Thousands. We've even seen we've got a gentleman, Mr. Powell, out in New York. The only body of water near his home was a swimming pool.
Yeah.
He was just in a low-lying area, and it was rated wrong by his insurance agent. And we gave him a check back for $3,000, FEMA did, for $3,000, and took his insurance from $4,000 down to like $400.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Smart Vent and also the the FRE Flood Risk Evaluator?
Sure. SmartVent, we've got a great website. It's www.smartvent.com. You can go on there, and there's actually tabs there for homeowners, surveyors, architects, realtors. We cater to all those people because they're all involved in the home. And then, of course, you can also go to yourfloodrisk.com, and it will actually give you three steps. It shows you to, you know, go to the website, fill out the little form that's available. That gives us your name, address, that type of stuff. Then you send us the elevation certificate and your declaration or insurance policy, and we'll mitigate it within a day in most cases. And we're sending the report right back to you showing you your savings. And it's complimentary.
Good deal. That's fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Paul Abrams with SmartVent. And just to throw in a quick plug, Paul, you've got your own line of barbecue sauces,
I do. And you can't find that at smartvent.com, but thank you so much. Yeah, Nephew's barbecue sauce.
Nephew's, and I've had it, and it's delicious.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And now we're talking with Brian Gates with Charleston Classic Consignment. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Classic Consignment.
Well, we are a fairly new business here in Somerville, not new to the business. We had two stores in Indianapolis for several years, but basically what we are is a furniture and home decor accessory consignment business where people bring items to us, gently used, and some antiques from their homes. Either they're downsized or just want to change, and we're able to market it and resell them for them.
Hmm, gotcha. Yeah. Is it new furniture or is it antiques?
We have some antiques. Mostly what we have, as I mentioned, are gently used items. Our store is unique, much different than back home what we had, because so many people in this area move, it seems like, a lot more than they did back home. So we have several things in our store that are like new. A lot of repurposed furniture. We have several individuals that rent areas from us and repurpose furniture, be it painted or fix it up, or even custom make items for the home.
Who buys furniture from Charleston Classic Consignment?
We just have a variety of folks, young people, retired people, you name it, anybody looking for furniture for their home. It's kind of a, not really a new concept, but more and more people are aware of the fact that you can really get some valuable items at a far discounted price by purchasing that way. For instance, yesterday we just received items from a gentleman that moved here from Georgia. He's only been in his home for 6 months. He bought a $3,000 set of office furniture for his in-home office, and it was transferred, and we picked his furniture up yesterday morning, and it's in our showroom today. Lots of items like that.
What kinds of standards do you have for the furniture that you bring in to be consigned? Do you ever have to turn anybody away?
Unfortunately, we do. There are the random folks that may call us on the phone or stop by with a truck that say, well, if you don't sell it, I'm taking it to the dump, kind of thing. But that doesn't happen very often. We qualify everything that comes in our store generally with an email or a text message with a photograph of the furniture, and we always make sure that it's from a pet-free, smoke-free home and that the furniture is clean and like new. There's no rips or stains or broken legs, that kind of thing.
That's nice. So they can just text or email you a photo. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about dragging the stuff to you and then you find out that it's not good quality enough. Yeah. for Charleston Classic Consignment to take it.
Exactly, yeah. You hate to tell someone that it's not worthy. So it kind of beats that process.
How does the consignment process work?
It's real simple. Again, after we qualify the product before it comes in, once we actually physically see it, we will share with the consigner exactly what we feel like the public will pay for the item, and we price it accordingly. After the item is sold, then the consigner gets half of the profit from that. We clean it, we stage it, we move it, we help customers put different items from different homes together. Mm-hmm. As far as the purchaser is concerned, what makes the consignment business literally change every day is that each item comes in our store after 30 days, it's marked down 25%. if for any reason it stays 60 days, which very seldom it does, it would be marked down another 25%. So sometimes on a real big item, it might stick around a long time, but you can get some super deals if you want to wait. Mm-hmm. Generally, when you wait, it's gone.
What kind, talk about some of the deals that have come through Charleston Classic Consignment.
Oh, boy, I had one literally just a week ago. I would have bought it for myself, except unfortunately I wasn't in the store that day. We had a lady move here from New Jersey who had brought with her a chandelier that she had brought with her originally when she purchased it. It was 80 years old, and she brought it with her from Czechoslovakia. It was a beautiful chandelier, all lead crystal. Her insurance for her home appraised it at $6,000.
Wow.
And she just didn't want it in her new home because it was a lot smaller, and she says, I'm tired of cleaning it. And she brought it in our store. Literally the day it was hung, it sold. We get items like that on a weekly basis.
How much
basis.
Did it sell for?
We actually sold it for $600.
Wow.
She was thrilled, we were thrilled, and the customer was extremely thrilled.
It's win-win-win all around, huh?
A lot more than you could get trying to sell it out of your garage.
Right,
sure.
Right.
Yeah. And several items like that. I mean, I think because in our area there's so many retirement people coming down that are downsizing, we get a lot of really, really nice deals like that. I had another deal just 2 weeks ago that was crazy. A lady moves in, and her husband bought her all brand-new Bernhardt furniture. And it got delivered, and she decided it was too big, brought it to our store. So again, a $6,000 set of furniture that had been in her home a week, we were able to sell for her for about $3,000.
Mm.
So customer won, and the husband didn't win in that deal, but she did.
Right. Do you find that you have more people bringing furniture to Charleston Classic Consignment or more people who want to buy the furniture?
I feel like here just in, I'd say the last 6-8 weeks, we went through a little bit of spell where we were having a hard time getting stuff because we were selling so quickly. But we've developed a relationship with a couple gated communities that are 55 and above only that, again, they're constantly moving in. And they're always, I'm literally in their neighborhood almost once a day picking something up. So we actually at this point right now have a waiting list of people that items they want us to go get for them to bring to us. So. Mm. Really kind of both, but we have a real full store right now. There's plenty to pick from.
I wanted to ask you, how if someone wants to consign some furnishings at Charleston Classic Consignment, do they have to, find somebody to move it and find somebody with a pickup truck or a van or something like that?
A lot of our customers come in ready to buy. They have their trucks with them, but if for some reason they don't, single people or retired people or whatever, we have our own vehicle we can use. We help people with daily. We also have a moving company that very reasonable that will pick up and deliver items most times same day for them.
Very good. And with consigned furniture, is there ever any surprises or are you thoroughly inspecting the furnishings?
We always, like I said, inspect, especially if we pick it up. But no, we've never had any issues where something ends up not being what we thought it was once it shows up. A couple times we've been surprised at the back door, and unfortunately we have to turn people away type of thing. But we inspect and clean and make sure everything's like new on the floor when they come to look at it.
Do the furnishings have to be a certain age or just a certain condition?
You know, a condition, of course, yes. We want it to be able to be carried from our showroom to a living room or dining room or bedroom or whatever and be able to be set up. As far as age is concerned, not really. Of course, we deal in some antiques, not a lot, but we have some. But some people, you know, they'll bring in some older furniture that may look retro or whatever. It's our discretion. We know what sells, and what we have in there is sells. Very seldom will you walk in our store, even on a bi-weekly basis, and see the same thing. Mm. It's always different.
Good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Charleston Classic Consignment.
Well, they can certainly phone us at 843-695-8452. We have a Facebook and also a web page and an email that's all just simply charlestonclassicconsignment.com. Mm-hmm. So easy to get us.
And what about your retail location?
My retail location's on the other side of Somerville, where we are at today. It's 2143 North Main Street. So if you're on Main Street, literally two buildings before College Park Road, big building on the right, can't miss it, about 5,000 square foot.
Very good. Very good. Well, we've been talking with Brian Gates with Charleston Classic Consignment. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.